You're on.
And I would like to call the first meeting of the Taney County Commission to order. And our first order of business this morning will be a prayer. And I've asked Pastor Paul Purvis from Exciting First Baptist Church of Forsyth to offer that, if you would come to the podium. All rise.
As we go to prayer, I just want to mention from Scripture, in Paul's letter to his young apprentice, Timothy, he reminded them of the importance of always praying for those in authority. Those of us that hold to God's word believe that God is the ultimate authority, but that he's sovereign over all authority, whoever's elected, whoever we as people put into a position. And so I always like to remember that as I pray. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I am so grateful that you've allowed us to wake up this morning and experience the breath of life as we start this first Monday in the year 2011. Lord, you've not only given us that great opportunity, you've given those of us here the privilege of doing that in Taney County, a great place to live and to see our families grow, experience friendships and relationships, and accomplish what it is you have in store for our lives. And God, you've positioned some with the purpose and really the ministry of overseeing and guiding and leading this community for the rest of us. And we thank you for those that you have elected to allow to serve through people like us. Lord, and we thank you that ultimately you've given us a responsibility to lift them up in prayer. And so that's what we do. And I began this morning just by praying for all of our elected officials in this county. And I just ask that as we begin a new year, that you would give them wisdom that comes from you, because you are all-knowing. That you would give them discernment as they make tough decisions that sometime affect people's lives. Lord, that you would give them compassion and the ability to conduct the business they do with kindness and with graciousness. And Lord, as we walk through a difficult and challenging time economically, we're thankful that we serve a God who is the provider of all that is. And Lord, I pray that as we turn to you for help, that you give guidance that could only come from you. Lord, I also thank you for my friend Ron and for this new opportunity for he to join these other commissioners in leading out in our community. And I pray that you bless this year of business and of leadership. And I pray that you bless Taney County. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. I would like to call on Buddy Roberts, if he would, to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, buddy.
And as I mentioned earlier, we have rolled our 8:50 appointment into the regular agenda, and I'd like to call on Diane May at this time.
Thank you, Commissioners. I'm Diane May with the Southwest Missouri Council of Governments. And the reason I asked to be on your meet with you today is to let you know that the Southwest Missouri Council of Governments is going to apply for a grant. These are funds that are left over. It's a CDBG grant. These are 2008 disaster recovery funds that were left over that have not been expended. And the Missouri Department of Economic Development has decided to allocate approximately $1.5 million to flood buyouts and $3.5 million to planning activities. And when I say planning, we're talking very broad-based types of planning activities. The first page that you have in front of you gives you some, on the back side, front and back side gives you just a quick overview of the program. I would want you to know that all of the regional planning commissions around the state of Missouri are applying for this for their individual regions. We have worked together, talked with DED about this, and the regional planning commissions are the priority applicants for these planning funds. We are all putting together, have this basic scope of services, and you have a copy of the draft scope is on the back of that sheet. The intent is to have a very broad-based scope of services, and then when the funds are made available, we will then be able to work with the communities and counties in our region to decide what kind of projects can we do for them to assist them in leveraging what they're already doing with their hazard mitigation activities in the counties and in their communities. All 10 of our counties are eligible. The money is only eligible to counties that had a disaster declaration, federal disaster declaration in 2008, and all 10 of our counties were so declared at least one time. The applications are due next Friday. We have a very short amount of time. This just came out a couple weeks ago. We will be meeting, Missouri Association of Councils of Government will be meeting next Thursday in up in Jeff City to further refine the draft proposal that everybody will have basically the same application. Scope of services will be in their individual application for their region, and then we will then insert our specific information for our own region. Each county or each of the regions must have one county serve as the applicant, because the only eligible entities for CDBG funds are cities or county governments. And therefore, I'm meeting with Green County tomorrow or the next day, and we're going to ask Green County to serve as the applicant on behalf of, we'd be the sub-applicant, the Southwest Missouri Council Governments would be the sub-applicant. And Green County is close to our offices, so they will have some responsibility of dispersing cash, you know, dispersing when we submit bills. They'll have to do the drawdown of funds from the state and then pay on the bills. But SIMCOG will be responsible for everything else. We will take care of responsible for all record keeping, all administration, delivery of services. When the funding is made available, we will be sitting down with the counties, all our communities, to figure out what kinds of services specifically would you be interested in. What can we do to assist you in dealing with disaster mitigation, looking at your hazard plans? Are there any strategies in there that we can do things to help move that forward? It's not going to cost the county anything to do this, okay? The amount of funding that we will be applying for is about $241,200. It could be a little higher than that, but that's kind of the base amount. All of the councils around the state or regional planning commissions have agreed on what they felt was an equitable share for each region, so that we would not be asking DED for more and shooting ourselves in the foot, where somebody wouldn't be getting anything. Outside of the St. Louis area, our allocation would be the highest in the state. One of the things that has to be done is to have a memorandum of understanding signed by all the participating counties that you agree you're going to participate in this and, you know, work with us to move projects forward in your county. But it's not going to cost the county any funds. Right now you have in front of you a draft memorandum of understanding, because in that I do have to indicate who is going to be the applicant county. And since we have not met yet with Green County to confirm, we couldn't put their name in this. So I'm asking you to look at this, and if you're in agreement, to authorize the signing as soon as we have that determined within a couple days.
Okay. So really no decision right now until you figure out if Green County is going to be the host applicant.
Well, I think we're asking that if you would approve that, subject to us putting in the correct information in terms of who's going to be the lead applicant. And, of course, what I gave you as the draft has all of the counties signing on that one sheet. We can't do that. We have to have this all done by next Friday.
Right.
So we'll just have each county's name on their own individual one, and it'll be signed on our end as well.
Now, I'm continually amazed when dollars are released how few days we have to respond. Mm-hmm. And I understand that, having served a capacity I have for the past 18 months or so. But I did meet with Diane early this morning, along with our county counselor, Bob Paulson. I asked Bob at the time to take a look legally at the memorandum of understanding. And if I'm not mistaken, Bob, there's no problem with it legally, correct?
That's correct.
Do you have any comments about it?
I would just say that it doesn't require a match. There doesn't. There's no financial obligation. The grant administration will be done by SMACOG. There'll be a lead county, so Taney County's only responsibility will be if it gets some funds from SMACOG to spend them on something that's available in the scope of services. So there's not a reason not to do it. As she said, we need to add the lead county, and the difference between the document you have before you and the one that you need if you want to do this to authorize the presiding to sign, we'll have that lead county, and we'll only have the signature of Taney County on the form. Otherwise, it'll be identical to what you have.
If I'm not mistaken, currently we have some problem with FEMA and the identification of whether or not people are in a floodplain.
That's correct.
These dollars potentially could be utilized?
Yes, we and that's one of the things that we do have proposed in here. As when we talk about planning services, we do have in here the ability to do some mapping and to work with communities where, you know, their FEMA maps may not be correct. We could assist with mapping. Well, we could provide those services.
Given that the memorandum of understanding is in order and all that is lacking is the lead agency, in which I understand you will have that typed in and send us the same
yes.
memorandum of understanding with that filled in, I would entertain a motion authorizing me as presiding commissioner to sign the memorandum of understanding when that document arrives.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? Nay. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diane.
No accounts payable, sir.
So formally, so that I can ask for the record, do we have a copy of any previous meeting minutes?
To be approved.
To be approved.
No.
Accounts payable to be approved.
I checked and there's none today, sir.
Journal entries, transfers?
None today.
Public comment. Has anyone signed that they wish to comment at this time before the County Commission meeting? Then I would call on you, Jillian, for our first order of business.
I've got road vacate, Lake Point cul-de-sac.
And is there an individual here to address this issue? Bob?
I can try.
Hold it. Randy's here. Randy?
Well, I asked Randy to be here to for purposes of notice and any questions. There's been an application to vacate that was filed in an appropriate time by the Christensens to vacate a portion of Lake Point Road. And the petition is before the County Commission. And notice was required more than 15 days prior to the first day of the term, which is today. And Randy, did you posted notices in five public places?
Yes, these were posted, one here at the courthouse, one also in Road and Bridge office, and then Forsyth Post Office, Kazee Mills Post Office, and one on the road itself.
Okay. And you're familiar, and that was done more than 15 days prior to today, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you're familiar with the cul-de-sac that is to be vacated, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Dale and Jereen Christensen are the applicants, and they're the owners of all the ground lying on both sides or fronting on the portion of the street of public road described below, described in the petition?
Yes, they are.
Okay. And the actual description is put in the petition, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. And is it of any public benefit, or would it constitute an undue burden on the public to maintain?
No, it would. Excuse me, read that.
Okay. Is it of any use to us, to the public, to have this cul-de-sac open?
No, it's not. There is a section of road that is a public road that connects this to Old Highway, which the cul-de-sac is no longer needed.
Okay. And it won't be detrimental to any utility company in the area to vacate this, will it?
No, it will not.
Okay. And let's see. you think it would be in the best interest of the public for this portion of Lake Point Road to be vacated, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
May I, Mr. Presiding Commissioner, call on the Christensens really quick to ask them one question?
Sure.
Mr. Christensen?
Yes.
Okay. You've let the people in the area, you own the ground on both sides, correct?
Yes.
And you've let the people in the area know that you're vacating this, correct?
Yes, we have. Plus, okay. The grant has been posted. In fact, it's been posted twice.
And is there anything you want to add to the county commission before they take this under consideration?
No, I agree with them. If you want to say I have pictures and everything else, I maintain the ground and everything. No one's ever maintained it but me.
Okay. Mr. Presiding, I have a copy of an order or an order for you. If you choose to do this, and thank you.
And Bob, this is our standard or traditional order vacating a portion of property?
Yes, the order follows the statute.
I would entertain a motion from the County Commission to approve the vacation as presented.
And we're talking specifically the cul-de-sac at Lake Point cul-de-sac, correct?
Correct.
I move that we vacate.
There is an Exhibit A on the back that shows you.
There it is. Gotcha.
I second with, I need to ask a question.
The motion's been made and seconded that we approve the vacation as presented. Discussion, Dan?
Is there anyone present with any opposition to the vacate? If not, I'm ready to go.
I should have asked that. Sorry.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Randy.
That's it. Just your meeting process.
I'm confident not all of our meetings are going to go this smoothly, but I appreciate the fact that this one has. Gentlemen, it's my belief that we as a governing body representing Taney County over the course of the next 2 weeks should have two priorities in mind. First and foremost would be the formation and adoption of the 2011 budget, and secondly, the development of meetings protocol and meetings management for the Taney County Commission. With this in mind, I would recommend that this County Commission suspend traditional County Commission meetings for the period of the next 4 weeks, with the exception of statutory requirements, previously promised meetings or appointments that have been made prior to this time, and or emergencies. We will, of course, strictly adhere to all sunshine regulations and be completely transparent in any business that is discussed or debated. But I feel that by establishing over the course of the next 4 weeks on a daily basis general workshop sessions, that we can work unabated on a budget that is going to be extremely difficult at best, as well as meetings protocol for the future, how we're going to conduct county commission meetings, how we're going to establish the agendas, how we're going to best serve the people of this county. So again, it's my hope that we can suspend the regular meetings at least for a period of a month, until this budget has been finalized. To the best of my ability, in the last 3 weeks of working with the budget information that I've been giving, with legal matters that the county is facing and court rulings that have already come down, with the economy, the state that it's in, we are looking at somewhere between $1.5 million and $2 million shortfall in revenues to fulfill the anticipated expenditure requests that we have from elected officials and department heads within the county. Whether we conduct those meetings here or whether we conduct those meetings upstairs in a workshop fashion is immaterial to me or irrelevant. What is important is that we sit down on a daily basis and that we begin to talk about the budget in earnest, because as has been previously stated, it's going to be a difficult budget, and that we format how we're going to handle the shortfall and how we're going to move forward. We will need to establish meetings, obviously, with every elected official and department head to talk about how this will or will not affect their hoped-for budgets in the year 2011. But it's critical that we do that and that we do that as soon as possible. And I believe that conducting regular meetings over the course of the next few weeks will only detract from that and perhaps would even prevent us from being successful in putting the budget together. With that in mind, I would like to open that thought at least for discussion between the other two commissioners.
I know, Ron, before you had taken office, we were able to, because the sunshine law didn't apply, because you were just, we've had very candid conversations about this. And for the public listening, this is not that we're closing the public out. That's not the issue. We're still going to have meetings. But in this format, it's hard to get any work session work done. I mean, because right now there's public comment, things like that. We will still have work sessions. They'll still be public. They'll still be, everything reported by the Sunshine Law. We're not violating anything. We're just changing the process in which we do business so that we can spend our focus energy on this budget, first and foremost. I mean, then we'll get obviously to the meeting process. But so I've had a conversation with Ron about this, and I believe this is the right step, since we do have a tight timeline to establish a budget that will be aggressive. I mean, we have some very tough decisions to make and need to be able to work straight through if possible, if needed.
I agree wholeheartedly that we have to concentrate and focus on the budget for each county office for their operation, for the benefit of the office holders and the county citizens, to put this budget foremost in our work agenda. And when you speak of a month as the definite time, I know that we have in February a cancellation of our meeting the first week in February because of the meeting that is at Jefferson City, where all commissioners are, it's mandatory that we go. So did you want to put a specific date on when we would start back with our regular meetings, because that would interfere with the monthly routine?
I think if we suspend the traditional meetings or regular meetings for at least a 30-day period, that will address whether or not we need to go an additional week, et cetera.
That's fine. So I think you're looking at a date of the first Monday of February is February 7th. So, just FYI, that's what we're looking at. We're in Jeff City the weekend before. So,
right.
Well, this is also going to give us time as a commission to chat. And as Jim pointed out correctly, all the times that we sit down together are going to be open meetings. Anyone is welcome to those or to sit in on those meetings, obviously. But again, it will give us the time, or allow us to take the time necessary to get the job done. Now, I, during my campaign, had two issues repeatedly brought to my attention. And the first was, stop the bickering. And the second was, eliminate wasteful spending throughout the courthouse system. And those are two issues that we're going to be talking about a great deal over the course of the next few weeks, as to how best address those two primary issues that were brought to my attention. And I have told both Commissioners Strahan and Straffes that if we fully debate an issue, if we fully vet an issue and discuss that issue, and the two of them fall on one side and I'm on the other, once we have taken the vote, I'm going to be their cheerleader, because that was the vote that was taken, that is what the majority decided, and that's how we're going to move forward. And I've asked both of them to reciprocate. If I and another county commissioner are of like mind and the third is not, then to support what the majority has voted upon after it's been fully discussed. I mention that because in our discussions of meetings format, we're going to talk about how to conduct county commission meetings. We're going to talk about how to move an agenda for the county forward in a positive manner. And it's critical that three of us come to like mind over the course of the next few weeks and how we're going to do that, and how we're going to best work with the elected officials in this courthouse, how we're going to collaborate with the department heads and the elected officials in moving an agenda forward that'll move our county into a better place.
So I don't believe a motion is necessary, but just an understanding that we will come back with the new meeting processes hopefully on this February 7th. Is that my understanding, Mr.?
That works for me, if it works for Dan.
That's fine.
Okay.
And I would also add to that that if there's a member of the public that has some burning issue that they feel is critically important to this county commission at this time, submit it in writing, because without doubt it will be reviewed by all three county commission members. I don't have anything else for the commission at this time.
I do. I have one thing.
Ron. Yes, go ahead.
One thing, if there is an issue that comes forward and you need to contact, each individual commissioner will be available at any time. Our cell phone numbers have been put out there on a previous occasion that was on an issue, which I'm not sure that was the right decision or not, but that they are available to talk. Any citizen can call me at any time and talk about issues.
And I'll be glad to give anybody Dan's cell phone number.
Yeah.
If you need Dan's home number, I'll do that too. So.
But that's the way we've operated, that's the way I've operated in the past, and I hope that people that come before the county commission have already talked to their commissioner to understand better maybe something that they don't understand about the way the statute reads, or the opportunity to visit with the counselors, whether it be on a simple matter or something rather complicated, and then that way we can address it intelligently.
This is going to be an exception. We're going to develop, as I said, a meetings process, and we're going to do our very best to adhere to that meetings process. And whatever that will be defined as, we will develop that in front of the public, and we'll move forward with that throughout my tenure as a county commissioner, with the exception of amendments that are made along the way. And I won't be taking comments if that is the decision that we make in the future. However, I see that your hand is up. Go ahead.
I received a phone call. Eddie Cox in planning. I received a phone call just a little bit ago asking me to be over here for a road vacation for Sunflower Estates. Mr. Stan Hagman, he's got some representatives here. I didn't see it on the agenda or anything like that. I'm not saying it, but there's people here for that, and that's why I'm here. I just want to make sure that it hadn't been overlooked.
Go ahead.
I kind of handle the vacates. I review them, but I knew that Stan was doing one. I just didn't know that it was on for today.
I wasn't aware of that either. There's representatives here for that, and I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
We didn't have it posted.
I agree with you and everything.
Tell me again where.
It's Sunflower Estates, Stan Hageman. And if you'll remember, Mr. Strophus and Mr. Strahan, we met with them before the end of the year. And we did a plat. There were some issues with that and everything. So what he's doing is vacating a cul-de-sac to put in a hammerhead because it encroached on a piece of property that had been sold on contract for deed. So I didn't see it on your agenda, but like I say, the representatives were here, and I just wanted to make sure that it hadn't been overlooked or where it stood in the processes were.
I knew that he was planning to do it. I just did not see that it was on the agenda.
Yeah, I didn't know if the application had been turned in or not or anything like that.
Is it April Wednesday?
Is it proper procedure to table this issue and post it for tomorrow or...
Well, I don't think that we need to table it because it's not an issue that's on the agenda, but we can schedule a time, certainly, to take it up.
Right. Well, the reason I say that is because of state statute that has to be entered upon the in a timely
new term.
There's
debate. Certainly under 228, you have to do it at the first day of the term. There's debate whether under 71, and I believe this is under Chapter 71, whether it has to be done on the first day of the term. There is a debate on that. However, there is a requirement that there is more than a 15-day notice under Chapter 71 that's published in either the newspaper or posted in 5 public places in the county. And that notice would say that there was a meeting here today and that it was being presented here today. Was that done?
I'm going to let you, if you don't mind.
Can we see the notice, too?
I don't
want to
get involved with the road vacation. Yeah, it does say
today.
Is that, could I ask
if...
Could I ask if that went through the proper channels with Road and Bridge and could be presented? And I have no problem with if we can, and I use the word table, but I think we have to make some kind of a decision on tabling, or if we're going to hear that this term, that we table it till we have documentation here that shows that it has been posted, but I think we cannot take this issue up today.
I agree. It just needs to be. We need to give 24-hour notice for us to have.
And I'm not disagreeing with that. Like I said, I didn't see it on your agenda.
We didn't know it wasn't. I wasn't aware it was supposed to be posted. So.
And I wasn't either. Although I knew he was working on it, but I do know that you have one of two scenarios. Either you say that there are people here today and that you're continuing or postponing it, but you don't have it on your agenda. The other scenario is that they repost and it be heard maybe 15 days or 16 days out. So those are the two scenarios.
Could we not table the road vacates to Wednesday? I mean, we have, and just add that as a road vacate? Because they did give the 15-day notice?
Bob, because they have given public notice in the manner that's prescribed under Missouri law, Can we move forward with this issue today?
It's a very gray area. I mean, you could say that you're complying with the Sunshine Law with the 24-hour advance posting because they published that they were going to be meeting with the county commission on this issue, and they posted it in 5 public places in the county. We did not post it on our agenda. You're asking me a question I don't know the, and I apologize that I don't know the answer to. I think it's one of first impression.
My suggestion then would be to move this till either Wednesday or Friday morning when we have one other appointment and to schedule it for hearing at that time.
May I say something at this
point?
Yes. I don't know if you gentlemen are aware of the situation, but a contract for deed has been paid out. He is doing this to get the deed taken care of. And it's of an urgent matter because this land has been paid for some time. He did not know he was going to have to go through the planning and zoning process when he started into this. He has had to leave the country because his wife's husband died, or father died over in Manila. And this is his ex-wife and also partial owner of the land who is here to stand in his shoes on this. This is a matter of great urgency for them.
We could post it for 9:30 on Wednesday the 5th if we wanted to, sir.
Will Wednesday work for you, ma'am?
Yes. Yes, I am. What time, sir?
9:30.
Yes, sir.
Everything else, as far as you know, has been taken care of as far as vacate. I'd like for Road and Bridge to...
But Bob and Road and Bridge can get with them
after. Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
And I will talk to Road and Bridge. This is all just done on paper. There are no roads and stuff really out there like this. Okay. This was a mistake done. It was supposed to be a hammerhead. A cul-de-sac was put in and encroached on the land that was sold contract for deed. Now they're just taking the cul-de-sac out, putting the hammerhead in, but it's all on paper. It doesn't exist out on site.
And if you and the principals that are involved will get with Randy and with Bob following this, then we can move forward.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, sir?
And Jillian's going to post it.
I am. Okay. Mr. Quatsey, could you please do me, could you come to me and give me the exact
form? Okay. That's it, sir.
I'm going to ask for a recess until 9:45 by the clock that's on the back of the wall. And at that time, we will begin process of discussion, just in general session. Talk about budget, format, et cetera. Thank you all.